This is what's wrong with law enforcement today, and it has been for quite some time. I'm going to tell you that this is going to be a hot take. This is my personal opinion. Your mileage may vary, and I'll give you the background and what I mean here in a second. I'm going to thank the only sponsor that I know would back what I say, and that's Blackout Coffee. The RTD, our ready-to-drink, our canned cold brew lattes are on sale. Buy two, get one free, use code RTDSALE. That is not going to last long, so jump on it today. Links down below. Let's get into this. I'll preface this that long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a young Jared was growing up in a way that he wanted to be able to help people, and he wanted to be able to stop the violence that he saw in his area every single day. That's why I became a cop decades ago. I am no longer a cop, many of you know that, and I've always thought of myself as one of the most constitutional cops ever to play the game. In fact, like the last 5 years of my career, I didn't really do much unless somebody like really broke the law, was violent. But that said, the problem with law enforcement today is that they blindly follow tyrannical people and tyrannical orders because they're just doing the job. And most of them will be angered by watching this, which is why I'm asking you to forward this to everybody you know, including your law enforcement friends, because we need to get them back in line with we the people. Cops are the problem. Cops are going to be the ones who follow these unconstitutional orders to disarm you so that you will be ruled upon by your tyrants, even though what you did was totally constitutional, right? And many of my former friends and colleagues will be pissed off about this as well, but you know what? It's time to look in the mirrors, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an example. As Hurricane Milton was approaching, Helene, the first hurricane, was approaching Florida, and I did a video about this, I'll pin it above, but this needs to be said. The chief of the Okeechobee Police Department decided he was the freaking king of the world and was going to ban the Second Amendment. Here's the order right here. Going to ban the Second Amendment in Okeechobee because of wind and rain. Now, nowhere in the Constitution, I mean, it's literally right there. Nowhere in that document does it say a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless there's a lot of wind and a lot of rain, then take their right away. Nowhere. And chiefs of police, just like line officers and leadership between, they all put their hand in the air and they say the oath to protect the public, to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, that chief went into hiding after that because, rightfully so, a lot of people were calling and saying, "Hey, chief, you are an ass clown." And I put a lot of pressure on him, too. And I called for his job, and I still think he should be fired, and I think he should be charged with violating people's civil rights. That's just me, my opinion. If you think different, sound off. If you side with me, sound off. Let's have a million comments on this so that it's forced to go through this algorithm. Share it. People need to share these things. Well, I have a friend. His name is Lee Williams. He's a writer. He's an investigative journalist. He's a former law enforcement officer himself. And Lee is the the chief editor at the Second Amendment Foundation's investigative journalism project. Lee's a solid dude, does phenomenal work. Lee reached out to the Okeechobee Police Department in order to get a comment from this chief of police. Since the order, which was forced to be rescinded, the governor's office called the police department and said rescind that after people got a hold of him, including Firearms Policy Coalition. And then the chief said that he was getting death threats. And from what I have read and seen online, a lot of that has been debunked. I haven't seen any of it. I know that there have been FOIA reports, FOIAs submitted for all of these reports of these threats because they have to be documented, and nothing has come of that that I have seen yet. Nothing I have seen been reported. Now, it could change. But here is a response that Lee Williams got when he submitted looking for a request, submitted a request looking for a comment from the chief of police. Lee said, and this is on his Twitter, "I just spoke with Okeechobee Police spokesman Detective Jarrett Romanello. I asked if the chief would be available for an interview today. Romanello said, quote, not for you, because you're fake news. F-A-K-E. Spell it right." Now, Detective Romanello, I understand your immediate gut reaction is you're going to, circle the wagons around your chief, and you're going to want to defend him so that he feels you did the right thing. But that's part of the problem, Detective. Your chief did the fucking wrong thing, and your chief violated the rights of everybody you swore to protect against assholes like that. I immediately followed up once Lee posted that with this. What the detective forgot to mention is that his chief proved he is a F-A-K-E guardian of constitutional rights. Spell that right there, detective. And that is what's wrong with law enforcement in America. Many of them just want to do overtime and details. Some of them just want to look cool and do as little as they can. Some of them, used to be a vast majority, were hard-charging individuals looking to stop violent criminals from affecting citizens that they are sworn to protect. But as unconstitutional laws have been effected in many states, you have seen law enforcement officers follow unconstitutional directives, enforce unconstitutional laws. Every cop, other than a couple, and every state's different, but other than a couple types of crimes which say you shall make an arrest, for instance, domestic violence, at least in Massachusetts and Louisiana, you shall make an arrest. Other than those scenarios, you have discretion. You have discretion. And the problem is people don't understand the Constitution, including the people who are sworn to protect it. Law enforcement officials, law enforcement personnel, men, women of all ages, the time is upon you to figure out what side you are on and how you're going to react going forward. Because no matter what happens on November 5th, shit's popping off in this country, no matter what happens. Whether it's a mostly peaceful or people see that the government has moved in a direction purposely against the will of the people, it's going to be incumbent upon law enforcement to do what's right. That's what's wrong with cops in America, is many of them will blindly follow marching orders, even though they know it's not right. If I'm wrong, say I'm wrong down in the comments, but be man or woman enough to say why you think I'm wrong. I don't care if your friend, your son, or you were a cop. I am talking to you or them. You're either part of the problem or part of the fix. And I'm sick and tired of watching people in this country be railroaded by cops who are just doing their job. Just doing my job. Get in that train car. Just doing my job. Guys and gals, please share this. I think this is a huge problem in this country. Some of you may, some of you might not, but I want to hear from you either way. I hope you have a great day, and stay safe. Protect each other. Love your neighbor as thyself. Care for each other. Things are getting a little spicy, as you know, and it's Americans helping Americans is the only way this country comes out of it as a country. I love y'all. Be safe.